Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. Amid more immigration raids around the U.S., saying they won't hinder proper investigations, but adding that even undocumented immigrants have rights in America, Paterson, New Jersey Mayor Andre Saia condemning using fear as a weapon.
We're also receiving reports that people are not going to work, that children are not going to school, and people are reluctant to go and even visit their doctor.
U.S. public health officials have been told to stop working with the World Health Organization, effective immediately. Experts say the sudden change comes during bird flu outbreaks and could hurt efforts to stop Marburg virus and Mpox in Africa. In Nashville, Tennessee, a student rally at the state capitol. Gun control, they say. A student gunman opened fire at a local high school last week, killing one student before taking his own life. This is ABC News. Alexander Lukashenko, the leader of Belarus, staying in power amid accusations from the West that the election was rigged.
Alexander Lukashenko extending his 31-year rule in Belarus after being declared the winner of a presidential election that the West has blasted as a sham. Lukashenko is Europe's longest-serving leader. He came close to being ousted in 2020, but Sunday's result was never in doubt, with Lukashenko facing only one opponent and allegedly winning 86.8% of the vote. Lukashenko is a close Russian ally.
ABC's Inez de la Quintera. More Americans are having trouble paying down their credit card debt. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve says credit card holders are making minimum credit card payments on nearly 11% of the accounts. That is the highest in 12 years. A NerdWallet survey says the average household is carrying over $10,000 on their credit cards. That's the average, according to NerdWallet. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Beads, Eat and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly cloudy tonight, but a bit breezy with a low of 20. Winds will be west or northwest, 10 to 15. Partly cloudy, windy, and mild tomorrow with a high of 43. Winds southwest to west, 15 to 30, and gusty. And partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with a low of 27. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy, and our current temperature is 35 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Toma High School was placed on a hold Friday after bullets were found in a high school bathroom. The district kept students in classrooms while administrators and law enforcement searched the building. No firearms were found and there were no threats discovered during the investigation. Police stayed on campus for the rest of the day as a precaution. All students were accounted for, according to school administrators. Law enforcement was called immediately after the bullets were found. No one was hurt in two separate house fires near Sparta Sunday morning. Fire officials said the first fire happened at a home on Highway 71, south of Sparta in the town of Wells. The attached garage was heavily damaged by the fire, with the home suffering minor damage. A second fire happened at the same time north of Sparta on Cardinal Road, with a call of multiple explosions being heard. The home and garage in the town of Little Falls were fully engulfed when crews arrived. Two dogs and two cats died in that fire. Both fires are being investigated. Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse over the weekend to tour the Family and Children's Center. His visit was to see what services the facility offered. Van Orden was asked about his thoughts on the January 6th insurrection pardons, and Van Orden said he supported the pardons of nonviolent people, calling their jail terms, quote, silly, but said that people who attacked police officers would get, quote, zero room from me. President Donald Trump pardoned over 1,500 people. On Friday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments in a lawsuit over $50 million of funding to overhaul how public schools teach their students to read. Republican lawmakers sued Governor Tony Evers following line item vetoes on the bill, which gave the Department of Public Instruction the authority to decide how that money is spent rather than the state legislature. Since that partial veto, the Republican-controlled legislature has refused to release the funding, which could lead to the money being added to the budget surplus. Wisconsin nonprofits that support victims of domestic violence are looking for solutions as federal funding cuts limit their ability to continue offering their current level of service. According to a WPR report, a number of those nonprofits are now facing significant delays and backlog with reduced funding through the Victims of Crime Act, forcing them to reduce staff and sometimes even turn away cases that they would have otherwise accepted. Some organizations have reported losing as much as 70% of their funding through VOCA. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board has approved an increase in the bear harvest quota for 2025, as well as an increase in the number of licenses issued. Under the new regulations, the bear quota will be raised by 6% to nearly 4,100 bears, and the number of licenses issued will be raised by 14% to over 13,000. The changes come after an especially strong bear hunting season in 2024, which saw hunters harvest about 4,300 bears. The 2023 bear season saw less than 3,000 bears harvested in total. Probation searches resulted in the arrest of several individuals. On Friday, the Sauk County Drug Task Force conducted probation searches at two residences. One residence was located on County Road K in the township of Reedsburg, and the other on Mill Street in the village of Ironton. The searches were conducted in response to community complaints and concerns regarding ongoing drug activity at the residences. As a result, the following people were taken into custody and jailed in the Sauk County Jail. Lisa LaRue, 59, of Ironton, on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and a probation violation. Kenneth Waslick, 52, of Ironton, on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and multiple counts of felony bail jumping. Jessica Tucker, 36, of Elroy, on charges of possession of meth, possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Richard Luke, 45, of Elroy, on a felony probation warrant violation, and Gary Weber, 70, of Reedsburg, on a probation violation. If you have any information regarding this or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285, or your local law enforcement agency. The Richland Area Retired Educators Association rewarded one of its chapter school districts, Prairie du Chien, and the Richland Center Santa Teresa's Sister City Project with its annual distribution of school supplies. RAREA has a long-standing commitment each December to collect school supplies for an annual distribution to two of its designated pre-K through 12 districts as a service project. Five large boxes were delivered to Prairie du Chien worth an estimated $350. The Sister City Project received a check for $350 that will be sent to Santa Teresa, Nicaragua, for a school supplies purchase. The next RAREA collection and distribution will be designated for the Ithaca and Weston school districts with a projected distribution in mid-February 2025. April 15th is the individual deadline to file Wisconsin and federal income tax forms. However, that doesn't mean you must wait until April to get started. The individual income tax filing season begins today. This year, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue has several options for filing, including Direct File, an online service that allows eligible taxpayers to file directly with the IRS. The service now integrates with WisTax, allowing taxpayers to easily file state taxes as well. Also new this year, more qualifying expenses and increased maximum allowable credit amount for the Wisconsin Child and Dependent Care Credit. Tax filers are encouraged to visit the DOR website's individuals page to find answers to common questions, forms and instructions, tax credit information, payment options, instructional videos, and other resources. Registration is due for the Sauk County Farm Safety Certification Course, which will be held February 4th through March 11th. The course will be held Tuesday evenings from 4:30 to 8:30. Those taking the course will be taught safety for driving a tractor on the road and in the field, farmstead safety, equipment maintenance, chainsaw operation, CPR and first aid, safe animal handling, harvesting equipment and product, grain handling safety, using fire extinguishers, PTO safety, and electrical and gas safety. Enrollment is open to anyone 12 years of age and older as of the first day of class. Wisconsin Youth Tractor and Machinery Safety Certification will be given to those who successfully complete a minimum of 24 hours of instruction. To register, go online at gowisc.edu/by5600 or call 608-355-3250. There will be a registration fee of $20, which can be mailed in advance or paid at the first class. Be sure to register for the Sauk County Farm Safety Certification Course, which will be held February 4th through March 11th at the Sauk County West Square Building in Baraboo. Galt Valley Road in Bloom Township will be open to local traffic only Tuesday and Wednesday from 8 to 1. And today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle are Tom and Rose Jelenic of Cambridge on ticket number 236.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly January 18th. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Field Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died January 19th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly January 14th at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills, died Thursday. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Community of Christ Church, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be held in the Mook Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral service will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher, 83, of Rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert E. Buher, 83, of Rural Viola. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Marissa Ewing had a daughter, Haven Rose.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a cold front sliding down across Wisconsin right now had been producing some isolated sprinkles and flurries, some cloud cover, still some gusty winds out there, wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour being reported in parts of Wisconsin throughout the afternoon. Things will quiet down a little bit tonight, getting quite breezy again tomorrow as the next weather system slides by to the north of us. That'll produce some light snow tomorrow in parts of north and northeast Wisconsin, but it should stay dry around here. Slightly cooler air will dip in for Wednesday, but still above normal. And then Thursday will be unseasonably warm with the next surge of mild air from the southwest. Could be some near record high temperatures across the Midwest on Thursday. We'll see slightly cooler air move in Friday and Saturday with a weather system sliding south of Wisconsin. Looks like most of the precipitation with that should stay down in Iowa and Illinois and over toward the Ohio Valley. We will see another system move in from the northern plains on Sunday. Could bring us just a bit of light snow before drier weather hits early next week. The forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, still a bit breezy, as temperatures drop down to near 20 degrees. West to northwest wind diminishing to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy and mild, with a high of 43. Wind southwest to west, 15 to 30 miles per hour and gusty. Wednesday, partly cloudy and somewhat cooler, low 27 with highs in the mid-30s. Thursday, sunny and unusually warm for this time of the year. Low near 18 with a high of 49. Friday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of drizzle or flurries, mainly south. Low 27, high about 41. Saturday, partly cloudy and a bit cooler. Low 21 with highs in the mid-30s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow showers, possibly mixed with a little rain. low 26 with a high near 38. Have a nice evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 35 degrees after a high today of 42 and a morning low of 12. Yesterday's high was 30 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2002 is 57 degrees and a record low of 24 below was set back in 1988. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 33. Sunset already took place tonight at 5:07, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:22. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 11 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.58, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 35 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school basketball schedule.
There's boys and girls basketball tonight at Ithaca. The Bulldogs are playing host to Brookwood. Other girls games, River Valley is home against Argyle Pecatonica and Westby at GET, Platteville at Mount Horeb, East Dubuque at Potosi Cassville, Mineral Point at Belleville, and Wisconsin Heights at Poinette. It's a rather busy boys basketball schedule for tonight. Darlington at New Glarus, Judah at Barneveld, Potosi at Belmont, Luther at Cashton, Benton travels to River Ridge, Cassville at Highland, Dodgeville at Viroqua, New Lisbon at Tri-County, Winnewick Center at Pittsville, Riverdale at Weston, and Black River Falls travels to Richland Center. A game coming up tonight on WRCO-FM. Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles talked about the focus of his team as they get back to action coming up tonight at Richland Center High School.
I think for us, it's going to be interesting how we come off of these two straight games. Playing three in a row is pretty unusual with no practice time in between. So it's going to be interesting from that standpoint, good learning experience for us from that standpoint, too, to be able to play through some of these bumps that we've had over the last couple of days.
Here are the game tonight, beginning with the pregame time, which could be a little earlier tonight. JV action set to start at 5:45, and varsity will follow. On WRCO, I'm Phil Nee.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Tonight, there is Church League volleyball action going on. And first of all, tonight at 7, it's Beulah Wesleyan 1 facing Five Points Lutheran. Then at 7:45, it's Avoca Bible 2 versus Grace Community 1. At 8:30, Richland Baptist Temple 3 is going up against Free Methodist 2. And at 9:15, it will be St. John's versus Richland Baptist Temple 1. Tomorrow night, there is more Church League volleyball action going on. And at 6:30 tomorrow night, it'll be Church of the Nazarene 1 up against Beulah Wesleyan 2. 7:15, Bethel Lutheran will face Free Methodist 1. At 8, it'll be Grace Community 2 versus Boscobel Assembly of God. At 8:45, Richland Baptist Temple 4 will take on Church of the Nazarene 2. And at 9:30, Richland Baptist Temple 2 will face Hidden Valley Community. Avoca Bible 1 will have a bye. For more information about Church League volleyball, including an updated schedule of remaining games for the season, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Badgers did a lot of damage from long range yesterday, beating the Nebraska Cornhuskers 83-55. Wisconsin hit 14 of 31 three-pointers, and guard John Tonji scored a game-high 27 points. The Badgers have made more than 14 trays only twice in program history. The home team delighted the Kohl Center crowd by starting the Big Ten Conference game with a 19-2 run. Wisconsin will take its 16-4 record and 6-3 in the conference games on the road to Maryland for a game on Wednesday night. The Badgers moved up one spot from 18-17 in this week's AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll. Auburn is the unanimous number one for the second consecutive week. The top five was unchanged, with Duke at 2, followed by Iowa State, Alabama, and Florida. Texas Tech and Vanderbilt are in the top 25 for the first time this season, at the expense of Michigan and West Virginia. UConn fell to number 25, but managed to extend its poll streak to 52 consecutive weeks. Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich has been interviewed for the same position with the Seattle Seahawks. CBS Sports reports the surprising development. It's surprising because the move would be lateral for Green Bay's 41-year-old offensive play caller. Dairyland Express reports that the Packers ranked fifth in the NFL with an average of 6.1 yards per play. If he moves on, it would be a loss for the youthful offense in Green Bay. For the third straight year, the Packers have been shut out for top NFL individual awards. Finalists were announced last week. The last time a Green Bay player or coach was honored was after the 2021 season, when quarterback Aaron Rodgers was named Most Valuable Player and head coach Matt LaFleur finished second for Coach of the Year. The biggest oversight appears to be the rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who wasn't a finalist for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Although he played in fewer than half of the team's snaps, Cooper topped the finalists in tackles, tackles for loss, and interceptions. He is also tied for first with 4 turnovers created. And Brewers broadcasting legend Bob Uecker was laid to rest during a private family ceremony, followed by a burial on Friday. His family issued a statement of gratitude for the well-wishers and sympathy received from the public. The Journal Sentinel reports that plans are being made for a public celebration of life this summer. Uecker died at the age of 90 earlier this month. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn were lower Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit taking and technical selling, along with a drop in crude oil. There was rain over the weekend in Argentina and southern Brazil, with more in the forecast ahead of a return to drier weather. There was also rain in the forecast for central Brazil, further delaying harvest activity. March beans were down 10 and 3 quarters at 10.45. May was 9 and 3 quarters lower at 10.58 and a half. March bean meal was down 4.10 at $300.80, and March bean oil was 22 points lower at 45. Corn was lower. Monitoring the rain in Argentina and southern Brazil, along with the soybean harvest delays in Brazil, which could impact second crop corn acreage. Tariff concerns continue to linger in the background. March corn was 4.5 lower at 4.82, and May was down 4.25 at 4.92 and a quarter. And wheat was lower. Dry parts of the hard red winter region could get some precipitation over the next week or so. Russia's grain export tax is still expected to go into effect on the 15th. March Chicago was down 8.5 at 535.5. March Kansas City was 6.25 lower at 553.25. March Minneapolis wheat was down 9.5 at 585.75. Live cattle ended Monday's session mixed, and feeders were lower, waiting for the USDA's cattle inventory numbers and widespread direct business. February live was 90 higher at 205.67. April was up 80 at 203.82. March feeder cattle overbought were down $1.32 at 275.25, and April feeders were 102 lower at 274.42. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the higher midday move in the pork carcass cutout value. February was up 75 at 83.05. April was 167 higher at 89.87. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Cash cattle trade activity had a quiet start to the week, which was no surprise. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher and sharply higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $2.16 at $330.08. Select closed $4.26 higher at $320.55. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed firm and higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Sparrows and Gilts at the National Daily Direct up a penny with a weighted average of 80.39. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.21 higher with a weighted average of 82.26. And the Western Corn Belt up 68 cents with a weighted average of 81.51. Pork values close higher, up $1.47 at 93.16. Butts, ribs, and loins were all sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 61,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hatchett with Tim's Talk Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Snowy sale day and a small but good crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes lots of good tools, guitars, outdoor items, household and appliances, and much more. It is worth a look. Go to www.timslikeauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. American Farm Bureau Vice President of Public Policy Sam Kiefer says before Congress can focus on passing a new farm bill, budget reconciliation must be settled.
Big question that is yet to be answered is, it will be one reconciliation bill like President Trump has said, or will it be two like Senator Thune has suggested and some members in the House are requesting? If it's one, that can clear the deck for other business later on in the year.
More news is next.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgroAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Trade specialist with the National Pork Board says international market development is a major priority in 2025. Courtney Knupp says there are some barriers in reaching new markets.
The biggest challenge in international, which is inherently unique compared to domestic sales, is just watching the global occurrences. And so being able to analyze the impacts of either geopolitics or different preferences or disease outbreaks, we have to be agile.
Legislation that would allow schools to serve whole and 2% regular and flavored milk has been reintroduced in Congress. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says due to flawed federal policy based on outdated science, schools have been prohibited from serving whole or reduced fat milk since 2012.
When students are presented with limited, unpopular milk options, they drink less milk and are more likely to turn to sugary, caffeinated alternatives that offer little nutritional value.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Take a hard look at phosphate. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Many farmers are examining input costs to see if there are ways to improve margins. University of Minnesota Extension Nutrient Management Specialist Daniel Kaiser says when it comes to nutrient management, phosphate is often the easiest choice when cutting back. More after this on Brownfield.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt.
But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Of Minnesota Extension Nutrient Management Specialist Daniel Kaiser says as farmers navigate tight margins, one area he'd focus in on is phosphate.
I mean, if they've been soil testing phosphorus, that is, to me, the easiest one to start looking at trimming back on costs. And it's also been the one, if we look at the prices, it's had the strongest price, I mean, in terms of overall costs, that I think in many growers, if they've been managing it, particularly managing with removal rates and their soil tests are high enough, it's probably the easiest one for me if I was going to make a decision on cutting, because of the soil test does a pretty good job of really telling us what that risk is, that you're going to be short within that given year. So it does a better job than, say, potassium, where we have more question marks just based on some of our current research.
How much do the conditions from the past growing season affect the nutrients that are available for the next growing season?
So with phosphorus, I wouldn't be worried too much about it. Certainly into nitrate or sulfate in the soil, if we have drier years, there's more of a chance. But potassium will come up every once in a while on drier years. We'll see lower soil tests, but it's a little more complicated than phosphorus in terms of the cycling from one year to the next. So, I mean, the things I'd really kind of be looking at, we had a wetter year, just kind of pay attention if you did take some deeper nitrates to what those numbers are. So if you have a soil test right now, it's probably your best option really is to be looking at that. And if you haven't applied or looking at areas to cut just to kind of help make the decision on where to go, the soil test has really been the best option.
For P and K,
what I would be looking at is your rate. And, you know, a lot of times we see with the removals that we had with higher yields, there's more of an emphasis on higher rates just because of the overall removal. But the more and more I look at my data, we don't need to be exact or completely precise in terms of last year's yield, what that removed. And you've got more leeway than you think you do. In many cases, some is better than none, but you can get away with a much lower rate. The question is going to be long-term whether or not you're going to pay for that when it comes to your soil test changing. When I look at my data, it does take a while for that to happen. So even with no phosphorus, I only really expect my soil test to change by about one part per million a year, maybe have a one part per million drop. It's not going to crash. And that's kind of the main thing. I think a lot of people are afraid, especially if you started off with low soil tests, you've built them, that they're going to crash back down, but that's not going to be the case. So when it looks at, you have to have as high a rates really to be able to maintain soil tests. So you've got much more flexibility than I think a lot of people think they do.
That's Daniel Kaiser with Minnesota Extension. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
For these times in which we live, where the worst of what we live is laid out for all the world. Shot of the tears rolling down their face. Blessed be the child who turns a loving eye and stops to pray for these times in which we live. In these most uncertain hours, where the balance of power is a fight that is fought. Just too quick to give away. Blessed be the one who stands by the one on the battle line for these times in which we live. Well, give
trail flashers blinking. So I stop at the quick sack, and while they pass by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from roadside days. I'd like to hold back getting any older. This old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from roadside days. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money.
Was Justin Moore with Time's Ticking. And before that, we had Martina McBride with For These Times, all right here on Country and Community, WRCL. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be bringing you some more music up until the 7, well, maybe around the 7 o'clock hour. They started a little earlier than usual this evening, and that's boys basketball. And that's Richland Center hosting Black River Falls. And Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. Hoping you're having a great Monday. Hope you had a great weekend as well. Can't have complain at all about today. We did reach a high of 42 today. Right now our temperature is at 34 degrees. Though that the winds are out of the east at around 7 miles per hour, making it feel like 25. But still, that ain't bad at all for the 27th day of January. And that temperature is according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And hope your week will go well and stuff. I know Mondays are always tough, back to work for a lot of people and be the first work day of the week. But hope you made it through okay, and hopefully the rest of your week coast by really, really well. From the WRCL Lost and Found Department, found a little black and tan puppy. The dog was found in the Kinder Street area. This was yesterday the dog was found. So if you feel that this is your dog, give a call to 608-383-1105. Also, Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua is offering a free community meal, and that will be tonight, and that's going on from now until 6:30, and all are welcome. And the Hildebrand Memorial Library Board of Trustees meeting is going to be held this evening, and it will be held at 6 in the library club room.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson.
A little empathy changes everything.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
100.9 WRCO. Can't blame my bloodline for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you. And I can't blame Waylon and his outlaw song. It's my own damn fault. I sing along. But I ain't blaming.
Now, baby, pull the covers back over my head. I don't want to get up out of this bed. I don't want to drag it on off to work. That big boss man is really a jerk.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market of Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's to sign two executive orders to reinstate U.S. military service members removed for refusing the COVID vaccine and directing the Defense Department to determine a policy on